Sometimes you just have a weekend that. Sometimes you just have a weekend. Yeah, let's just leave it at that. So part of me wants to fantasize about this a lot more, but I think I'll just talk through it and have this to remind myself once I've forgotten all the fun details, but. After my first fetish night last night, I went to a lovely massage at a place that has a few different wet and dry saunas. And they give you time with a massage to enjoy the saunas, so that's always nice. And relaxing, it's a nice day. It's not cheap, but it's refreshing for the soul. Makes me feel like a real human again if I'm super stressed out about work and too busy to slow down. It's good. It's a nice afternoon. And more people are comfortable going into saunas these days, so that's nice. And we're not really required to wear masks anymore. We'll see how long that lasts. But after I was, just as I was getting out of my massage, I noticed a, clothed, but very clearly attractive, young gentleman at the front desk asking just basic details. Clearly he'd never been before. Just the way the massage rooms are situated, it was observable to me. And, yeah. So I thought, oh, how lovely. He'll be in some of my sauna rooms. And generally they advise people, if they're new and they don't know what they're doing, to go from the coolest one to the warmest one. And that takes you through the dry ones and the wet ones. And I mean, it was completely a coincidence, but, you know, as he was starting, I also was starting my round, and so I, you know, I had to go into the same sauna that he was in. The first one was a dry one, and it was a darker room. I'd left my water bottle in there, I'd left my towel in there, just wandered out with my swimsuit to fill up my water bottle, maybe, to check out which room he'd gone into. But as I was leaving to fill up my water bottle, he walked into the room I'd just left my towel in, where I'd claimed my spot. So, filled up my water bottle, tried not to have a shit-eating smug grin on my face as I did exactly what I'd planned the whole time, and walked into the room that he was in already. And, he looked up. I did not make eye contact, but I definitely checked him out in my peripheral vision as I snuck past. And I took myself on my... took my place on my towel as if I'd been there all along. Just settled right in. Mm-hmm. Sprawled out a bit. And, yeah, slowly took some deep chest-filling breaths and exhaled nice and loudly. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Eyes closed. I mean, this was not a performance. This was definitely just me slowing down and breathing in a nice, warm, dimly lit space with a sexy guy. Got my breathing slow, regular, chest heavy. And, you know, every so often I would just adjust, just shift a butt cheek or move a leg a little, just reposition just a little. And His breathing slowed. He was drinking his water and just calmly sitting there. And just, don't know how to describe it. Sometimes you can just tell when someone's not comfortable, and I wasn't clear if he was uncomfortable because he was not enjoying my chubby ass right there in his face, or if he was uncomfortable because he did, but I am a bitch and I enjoy making people uncomfortable. And I had a really great night at my fetish party last night, and I was feeling a bit bold. Oh, and I'd worn a bikini for the first time today, and rocked some serious confidence. I figured usually I wear a tankini, but I have a matching bikini top for the outfit that I usually wear to this massage place, and I don't know, it's something about spending several hours last night wandering around totally naked amongst strangers at a fetish party. I think just I was fuck it. No tankini. If somebody doesn't want to see my tummy, they can fuck off and look somewhere else. So yeah, so bikini and cleavage, obviously. I mean, it's kind of difficult for me to not have cleavage. Yeah, so anyway, eventually he moved on to the next room, and I looked at my watch and counted to 3 minutes. And then I moved to the next room. And I mean, I had to go to the same room as he was because, you know, like you go in order of heat. You just do. That's how it's done. And this time, the way that the room was laid out, instead of having my chest at his end, I laid down such that I was pointing my junk at him. And, you know, I mean, it's his choice to look or not. But I sat down cross-legged and then spun and laid down on my back with my legs still crossed. So sort of like a reclined pretzel, if that makes any sense. And you know, nice little light hammy stretch. And yeah, just kind of settled in. Used my spa robe as a pillow, and I'd had my hair tied up in the other room, but I was just, it was so hot in this particular room. I mean, so much hotter than the previous room. Definitely that was the problem. So, you know, I let my hair down and let it spill over the edge of the bench that I was sitting on, reclined with my head sort of cradled in my hands as I laid, or in hands. Head cradled in my arms as I laid back, so, you know, a nice sort of sprawled out sleeping position. And, yeah. At some point, I noticed that his breathing had changed again. He changed positions. I peeked. Of course, because I had my eyes closed, because this was my moment of relaxation. I was. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't hurt that with my eyes closed it meant he could look as much as he wanted. You know, that was unintentional, but I peeked at one point and he was stretching one leg out and really, really reaching for his toes, like flexible, yeah. And pretty sure just from the way he was stretching towards me, like in my direction, and definitely able to, you know, get an eyeful. But it was also, I mean, yeah, he was definitely stretching his leg out over his boner so that he could just, you know, cover it up gently. There's no delicate way of saying that. We were alone in both of these rooms. The place was mostly dead at the time that we were there. And yeah, so I took my peek, saw that he was definitely enjoying the view, and liked to stretch, like, oh. And then had to try really hard not to grin every time I shifted positions, like the whore that I am. He left this room faster. I mean, he'd been in this room earlier than I had, but he didn't stay as long in this room and booked it out of there. But God, as he left, I got to check his back out, and I swear to God, I have never seen such a well-defined back outside of comic books. It was just like, not a tall guy, but holy fuck, like, the Hulk would be envious of this guy's back muscles. I don't know what he does, if he just works his back out or what, but it was impressive. Very broad shoulders too. Yeah. And so, I was enjoying myself and having my time in the dry sauna, and eventually I moved on to the wet sauna. I did take a break briefly and stop off at the communal cold shower. There's just like a cold shower available for you to rinse off and cool down between heat rooms. So I stopped off at that and, gave myself a little cold rinse. And when I say cold, I mean like fucking freezing water. And he was sitting on a bench just chilling. Couldn't see the shower, but I know that he could hear it. And so I made sure that I walked past so that he could tell that I was headed that way. And it was quiet enough. Again, the place was dead. So I turn on the shower. Shower sounds. And then I got in the water, and it's cold, right? I mean, this was just a natural reaction to the cold. I gasped and shivered a bit and gasped. I mean, I had to get cold water everywhere. I was so warm from the previous room. So there were some sounds. Natural, completely natural, very na yeah. And then I just walked past him and went into the hot steam room. And yeah, took my water bottle in there. Another guy came into the steam room. So I entered the steam room and was alone. Another guy entered the steam room, went down to the other end, and then I, had closed my eyes and laid down and didn't really notice. I thought the first guy had left, but it was actually Mr. Hulkback had showed up, sat right next to me. Far enough away he could still be doing his stretches. Because obviously hiding his boner still. It was a steam room though, so like there was not much I could really see. It was fuzzy, but you can see shadows and outlines of things. So yeah, I noticed he was in there and he continued to very naturally but definitely provocatively occasionally just shift positions for his benefit entirely. I mean, for natural purposes. And then sat up at one point because it was, actually a pretty fucking hot room and getting kind of warm. I decided how many minutes I was gonna tough it out when I walked in there, and my countdown still hadn't gone off on my watch, so just kind of toughing it out and moved down to the lower bench. Leaned forward a bit, I mean. Just to change my position, not to give him a better look at my cleavage. Of course. Leaned in a bit towards him. And then, just, flopped my hair a little bit. Just had to rearrange it. It was warm and dripping on me. I don't think he realized how obvious it was that he turned his chin and his eyes my way. I couldn't see the whites of his eyes, but I could see the shadow from the lights overhead and the tilt of his chin, and it was, I mean, obvious is not even doing it. It was, yeah, anyway, he was enjoying the view. But you know, like, I still had more time that I needed to be in this room, and it was warm, let me tell you, like, really quite warm, and I didn't want to pussy out. I mean, think about all the more shifting I had to do in his presence. I mean, the time that I decided I was going to be there for. Right. So, you know, but I have this water bottle, right, full of cold water. And, you know, I mean, what's the most natural thing for you to do? Just, you know, push your hair to the side a little bit, lean forward, expose your neck, and then just pour a little bit of water down your back. You know, make sure it splashes a bit so that it's very obvious to the other man that's in the in the steam room that there is some splashing happening, and for him to clue in to, oh yeah, I'm pouring water on myself. Oh, but just down the back, you know, just to cool down the back of me, you know, down the spine, because I'd been laying down, right? So my spine had been on the very warm tile in the steam room. But you know, it was so nice and so refreshing that, you know, I mean, I had to. I had to, right? I had to. I had to lean back, arch my back just a little bit, and pour it down my face and chest, and splash it around onto my thighs. Yeah, so refreshing. Cold water, and oh, did he ever lean into his stretch then? Yeah. Oh yeah, he did. Yeah. And I held out for my time. Did dump a little bit more water down my tits. But when the time was up, took a deep inhale, exhaled, got up, walked out, and just as the door was closing to the steam room, I exhaled, fuck. Like the whore that I am. And, yeah. Stood outside, toweling myself off. I'd left my towel outside of the hot steam room because, didn't want to have a soaking wet towel. So, toweled myself off a bit, refilled my completely empty water bottle because I'd just been so warm I had to pour it over myself, right? So, it was empty. And, yeah, and by that time, he'd come out of the steam room, definitely following me. And, looked around and then looked a little bit embarrassed when we made eye contact. Oh, poor guy. Oh, he must not be used to having a boner in public. So flattering. I realize not all women think that, but I think it's flattering. And yeah, so he wandered down towards the locker area, towards the cold shower, and there was two ways to get to the cold shower, so I took the other way. Right behind him. And then we met right at the shower, me coming from the slightly other direction. And he said, oh, excuse me, sorry, I didn't mean to be in the way. I'm trying really hard not to grin here, because, yeah. Boner. Anyway. And I said, no, not at all, you're not in the way. And he said, oh, I'm just gonna use the shower here. And in that moment, I swear to God, 100 fucking whorish things flitted through my mind. Oh, I was gonna use the shower too. I bet there's room for two. Or, oh. Yeah, I was noticing you were doing some stretches. That looked tense. Did you need any help in the shower? And just stare him down. Or, you know, just a hundred slutty things I could have said. Comments about him stretching. Oh, yeah, shower, it's a good idea. Yeah, cool down. What were you gonna do after that? Just lead right into asking what he was doing next. And instead, I just stared at him with a bit of a smug grin and said, "By all means, be my guest. The shower is yours." And he looked very sheepish, as if he recognized that I was letting him go have a cold shower to cool his dick off. And then showered. Oh, I should have watched. Oh, I should have asked if I could watch. Oh, the shower? Can I watch? This public shower was just like, it's out in the open, kind of near a bunch of the saunas, so you can use it as you hop between them, and yeah. Oh, I should have watched. Instead of watching, I kind of just paced up the hall nearby and let him check my ass out. Because obviously, what else was I gonna do? Clearly, that's the only option. He finished in the shower and then booked it to the bathrooms. Like, booked it. And it was in the opposite direction, so I couldn't tell, but I'm pretty sure the shower did nothing for his dick. Which is too bad, because I would have. But, he headed for the change rooms. I grabbed my shit and headed for the change rooms. And I saw him leaving very quickly, just like, I gotta say, like 30 paces in front of me. And I didn't get to the parking lot in time to, chase him down and harass him outside, but yeah. The things I would have done to that man and his fucking ridiculous back. So instead, on the way home, I stopped off at a sex shop and bought myself some wax play candles because, obviously, it's what you do. But, yeah. He was spectacular. I hope I ran into him again. I'll definitely be more bold next time. Anyway, before I forgot all of that ridiculousness, I figured I would write it down, and now I'm too fucking lazy to pick up a pen, so speaking it down, I'll have to do. No writing it down today. All I can think about is I bet his dick tastes amazing. Oh. Yeah. Fuck. I am in a mood. Yep. And that's my story. I don't really have a good ending here. Guys with boners. Don't run away from me. You coward. Yep. All right. It's been a swell weekend. Guess I'm gonna go lay down a towel and play with some candles. Wish me luck. Luck.